The streets are festooned with Eurovision banners. The fans are getting into the spirit of the occasion. The Eurovision Song Contest is in town, and oh boy, does Liverpool know it. The competition was won last year by Kalush Orchestra, who represented Ukraine. They should have hosted the event this year. Russia's invasion meant it couldn't be held in Kyiv, so the UK offered to host the event on behalf of Ukraine. Fans from across the world have descended on the host city in the northwest of England. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many, mindful of the reason it's in Liverpool.
We're from Mid Wales, and we've waited decades for the Eurovision to come here so we can come and enjoy it on our home soil. I know we're sharing it with Ukraine, and we hope that we all do well. Everyone's enjoying the city of Liverpool.
The city is really buzzing. Everywhere you go, every step you'll take, it's Eurovision. It's amazing.
Yeah.
For the first time in Eurovision history, a major cultural event is running parallel to the contest, reflecting Ukraine's artistic prowess. 12 singing inflatable nightingales, the national songbird of the country, are perched across the city, decorated in patterns reflecting the regional art of the country. The woman behind the idea escaped Kyiv on the second day of the conflict.
I want them to be interested in Ukraine and see how diverse it is, that we have different places, and after the war it would be... I want them to visit all these places.
This installation, called Protect the Beat, surrounds Nelson's monument. It illustrates how arts and culture are under attack. Up to the end of April this year, the UN's cultural body, UNESCO, officially recorded over 250 art and cultural sites had been damaged by conflict in Ukraine.
The last time Liverpool hosted a major international cultural event, it was when it was selected as the European Capital of Culture in 2008. And as it was then, the city is abuzz. And the symbol of that historic year here for Liverpool was this, the yellow lamb banana that's now been repainted in the colours of the Ukrainian flag.
Those organising the events and installations across Liverpool are clear why they're doing this.
We wanted to create a whole programme that had those emotions in it, then also had the best things about Ukrainian culture and art, so that when they are reopened, when they can go home, we can visit them and we'll have that real sense of Ukraine.
As the countdown begins, all that Liverpool and Ukraine can say is welcome. Sit back and enjoy the Eurovision experience of being united by music. Sahil Rahman, Al Jazeera, Liverpool.